Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the news desk, I'm Charles Collins. Cardinal Tarcisio Bertone has sent a telegram of condolences on behalf of Pope Benedict to the Archbishop of Madrid after the news of the tragic airline crash there, which took the lives of 153 people yesterday. The telegram said the Holy Father felt great sorrow upon learning the news. He asked the Archbishop to let the families of those who died know of his spiritual closeness and his wishes for a quick and full recovery to the injured. The Spanish airliner bound for the Canary Islands crashed, burned, and broke into pieces yesterday while trying to take off from the airport. Chris Altieri has this report.
Investigators on Thursday scoured the wreckage of the jet operated by the Spanish low-cost carrier Spanair after the aircraft broke up in flames following a failed takeoff from Madrid's Barajas Airport, killing 153 people on Wednesday. It was Spain's worst plane disaster since a Boeing 747 belonging to Colombian Airlines crashed in Madrid in 1983, killing 180 people. The incident is Europe's worst since 2006, when a Russian Tupolev crashed in Ukraine, killing 170 people. Spain's Development Minister Magdalena Alvarez said the MD-82 had just taken off, but it was not clear if the back wheels had left the ground.
The Independent Commission for Investigation is now gathering as much evidence as they can, including pictures, witnesses, the black box, etc.
The 15-year-old plane was bought from Korean Air 9 years ago and was overhauled early this year. The MD-80 class, to which the doomed plane belonged, has a safety record far above average. The Boeing company, which owns the producer, McDonnell Douglas, offered assistance to the Spanish investigation. A spokesman for Spanair expressed sorrow and offered condolences to the families of the victims.
I would just like to say that we are extremely sorry.
Spanish media say the pilot had earlier signaled a malfunction in an exterior temperature gauge, which was fixed before takeoff. I'm Chris Altieri.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.